Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Wolf.
And today we have Lauren Hope Crass.
Hello. Thank you for invading my privacy here in my boudoir.
I'm very excited. And we're just going to get right into it. I was recently on your and Emily Lubin's Good Bodies podcast.
Yes, you were amazing. Listeners loved it.
Thank you. I mean, I don't know because we got really woo-woo. And because I don't get as woo-woo on stage, it kind of depends on what mood I am. And then afterwards, I was like, was I not funny enough? But you guys seem to love it. I hope your listeners liked it.
Oh, it was funny and woo-woo. And I really was excited about the woo-woo component. So
listen, you guys, I'm actually on part of our listeners. I was going to ask what woo-woo is. You know, I feel like some listeners don't know because I don't know.
You don't know woo-woo?
I don't know.
Your wife is Kate Wolf and you don't know what woo-woo means?
What do you think it means?
This is the first I've ever heard her say this word. Maybe just in...
I don't usually use the word woo-woo, but people use it to me and it means like spiritual, out there, you know, like involving.
Like you're getting signs from the universe and you can lucid dream and maybe you're talking to your higher self, or maybe it's another being and you're being rude to them.
All of this is woo-woo?
It's all woo-woo. Spirituality. It basically means spirituality.
Yeah.
Like new age, witchy, like astrology, crystals. It's all like woo-woo.
I'm a pretty woo-woo person.
I'm about it. You're completely woo-woo now that I know what it means.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's what I was going to say, Lauren, is that I loved finding out how woo-woo you are. And when I first talked to you, you started to share a dream you had just had like a week before that. I'll let you share the dream.
I felt compelled to tell you, and now I know why. The dream. So first, I'll try to tell this dream fast because I know there's a joke where it's like the most boring thing you can ever tell someone is like a dream you had. But this one was pretty crazy. So I went on like a series of adventures. It was sort of lucid, sort of not. And the last place that I went was this beautiful like gray cave with like green vines everywhere. And I walk in and this woman draped in purple and like maybe a little bit of gold. Like she was just like this beautiful purple sorceress with like long brown curly hair. She was a white woman. And she turned around and she said, "Are you ready to accept your powers, or do you still think all this stuff is evil?" And I was like, "Oh." And in the moment, I just said, "You know what? I'm ready. Let's do it." And she said, "Okay, I'm gifting you the power of transmutation," which I had to like wake up and Google, and there's a lot of different meanings for it. And I think my favorite is taking darkness and turning it into light. Like I love the woo-woo of that. Like that's pretty cool. But in the dream, I could like, this is for the listeners, I'm holding like my AC remote. Like I could hold something in my hand and like say like apple and it would turn into an apple, you know? So in the dream, it was like kind of a more of a cool power. But in real life, I think it's more metaphorical. Like I can take a bad situation and turn it into a good one, you know?
And then when I read your tarot cards on the podcast, she got the Magician, which is also about transmutation and just alchemy, you know, being able to create your own reality out of nothing. So that was pretty cool too. But what we realized, because she's describing this experience with this woman, and I hadn't heard it in a while, but I've been known to visit people in their dreams. And I was like, wait, was that me?
In middle school, you always visited me in my dreams.
You're being a perv.
Sorry.
I was like, really? Like, oh, he's talking about wet dreams. I got it.
Thank you, CG.
I'm sorry.
But yes, I'm sure I did, as well as some other of my friends in middle school, I'm sure, visited you as well.
Oh, geez.
But in this dream, yeah, because especially with the, are you ready to accept your powers and it not being evil, is something I feel like I say a lot in general, because I work with non-duality, the light and the dark and the balance.
Yeah.
So I asked, and purple is my favorite color. It was the first word I ever said. It's a big thing for me. And after my big car accident awakening, I was seeing a purplish blue energy. So it's definitely a color that I resonate with. And I didn't want to say it and make it about me, but I was just kind of like, by any chance, did it feel like me? And you think
it might have been. Honestly, when you said that it might be you, I fully believed you, because it was a white woman with curly brown hair, and she looked like you. Like, it was you. I choose to believe that it was you. And then that same day, a week later, or not the same day, but a week later, on that same day, Kate and I were both randomly on the same exact stand-up show in New York City. So I was like, and we had never met. Like, we booked Kate because Emily knew her. So to me, it's just like, that's kind of a wild synchronicity that the day you do like our podcast later, because you were like, I gotta go now. And I was like, oh, do you want to grab dinner? I'm on a show. And you were like, what show? And it's the same show.
So. It was pretty synchronistic. Oh, really? And awesome.
You called me before that and you said, you know, the one I did just had a podcast with, she's got something later, but she wants to grab dinner. But you didn't tell me at that point that it was, you didn't know at that point it was the same show.
No, I did tell you, probably didn't understand the magical quality of that event.
Until now.
Yeah, because it was so crazy, because I was like, in my head, I was like, oh, I'm going to be in the city, you know, for a couple hours after the podcast before the show. Should I contact some people to meet up? And the universe spoke to me and said, nope, don't do anything. Trust that it's going to go the way it's supposed to. And then I already really liked Lauren when I met her. I mean, the first thing you tell me is this dream. And then I'm like, wait, is that me? And then like, and she really has.
A Russian Jew in a purple dress. So this definitely was a Russian Jew in a purple dress. Russian,
absolutely.
Russian, yeah, all those kind.
It was pretty awesome.
And then there was another callback to the dream, because in that green room, you were putting your hair into that greenery on the wall, and it looked like the dream where there was vines all around you. And I was like, holy shit, this stuff is real. Like, we're just playing around with, I don't know, reality or...
Yes.
And I don't quite understand it all, but I think, Kate, you have like a more like understanding of the spiritual realm, I guess.
Possibly, probably in certain areas, but I have to say, your ability to travel in the astral realm. So CG, Lauren's been telling me she like has lucid dreams almost every night. And now, and I'll intro it and then you can get into it. She like goes up and talks to people in her dreams as like an awakened spirit, and like is freaking out the people in the dream world.
Yeah, they're scared. And I guess, you know what? I'm scared because let me restart this sentence. I never thought about the quote unquote astral realm until you said it to me like 2 weeks ago, because I just thought I was lucid dreaming. But then when you were like, oh, that was probably me, I was like, holy shit, that actually was you in the dream. So now it's like, you really opened my mind to this concept, and I don't even know if I'm like fully on board with it yet, because to me it's so wild, but it kind of does make sense. Like, so the thing that I do with asking dream people questions, I read it somewhere, it was like, it's a theory that if you ask a character in a dream, an elusive dream, a question, the answer comes from your higher self. And I have a history of experimenting with that and getting really beautiful answers. If you're ready to have your mind blown, I'll tell you a couple. Yeah. Okay.
I'm totally ready to get my mind blown.
Okay. Prepare yourself, because it is totally like a higher self answer, or because it kind of answers the question with a question kind of thing. So I said, what is love? And the answer was, it never ends. Oh. Which, isn't that beautiful?
I love that.
Absolutely. I got to start asking stuff in my dreams, because I didn't know about all this.
Well, I'll get to what's happening now in my dreams, but this is how it used to be. And then another great one is, what is the meaning to life? I asked that. Answer, brace yourself, whole meaning of life. They said, it is not scientific. That was the answer I received, which was kind of cool. And then lately I've been asking questions and they've just been like, you're not supposed to know to talk to us. Like, they just like, They're like, you can't be here. And I'm like, I know it's a dream. What's the problem? And they're like, you're not supposed to know that. Like, that's just what's been going on lately in my dreams. And I have no idea what's going on.
I only know it's a dream once I'm like so scared and I'm like, I need out. Like, you know, and then I know it's a
yeah.
dream. And then sometimes I can't wake up. Like, I'll be like spazzing a little bit and then I kind of yell. And then I'll like wake up and hear a little bit of a yelp. And I'm like, was I yelping like that? Like,
that's you.
Was the neighbors hearing me yelp like that? Like, because while I was in the dream, that's why I was trying to get out of it. But the only way I know it's a dream is once I get totally freaked out. And then I'm like, oh, it's a dream. Let's get out. And then I like start to shake my body awake.
Yes. It's so funny you say that, CJ, because that used to be me. Like, that was me like even a month ago. Like, because I thought I was advanced because I know how to do to shake and get out of it. But lately I've been experimenting with not waking myself up from the scary moments. And I've tried to like manifest arm shields and stuff and like fight back. And so it's only after I get through these challenges that the dream characters are like, what are you doing here? So it's like, I was supposed to wake myself up and I didn't. And I'm just kind of being curious, but you know what? I do have a fear that I'm dabbling in maybe evil. I don't know. Like, I'm scared. Like, I don't know if I should be doing this.
I think it's so badass because I'm lucky now. Lauren shares the dreams that she has with me. And I'm like in awe because you're saying it to me as if I'm an expert in the astral realm. I subconsciously visit. Like when I'm in the dream world, I'm usually pretty submerged in it. And it sounds like you're operating from a much more lucid place. I think it's incredible, but I think
it doesn't last long, but I can do it.
Now, she taught me about the astral realm too, right? Because I didn't think of it like that either. I thought it was like I kind of was going to a different place, but it's a place in my head maybe. Or
yeah.
Like, when she explains it as the astral realm, like it's a place. Now, what I don't love is that I get in trouble if she has a dream that I do something naughty in the astral realm. She's like, you fucked up in the astral realm last night. Like, I wake up to this. Me being in trouble. And I'm like, I was somewhere else. I was in this bed. I had different dreams in it. And so
well,
I don't
your
know
subconscious
how
was out there fucking around.
I don't like to think that, but that's what she thinks.
But I believe in twin flames and I believe he's my twin flame. We may be equally promiscuous. I have gotten a lot better. Lauren already knows about my finger popping atrocities in the astral realm, which I've worked on. But I don't think I've gotten perfect, and maybe witnessing you be a slut is still witnessing myself.
For the record, I have nothing against your finger popping episode that you used to have in the astral realm. You just see vaginas and you just had to, you just,
yeah, but
it
sometimes
was just
it
reflex.
Wasn't, sometimes
it was
instinct. Men. I wouldn't finger pop men, but sometimes it was slutty with men as well.
Like a hand job, like a quick handy?
No, more like sex.
Oh,
it's just in the astral realm. It doesn't count.
I mean,
what happens in astral realm stays in astral realm.
Not for you. It sounds like you are really bridging the worlds and like getting past the really scary parts, which I don't normally get past. And then they're like, what are you still doing here? Like, because you asked them, I think it was last night, about money. How do I make money? And the woman wouldn't answer you.
She literally crossed her arms and like she did something to make me wake up. She just was like, no.
What a
did
bummer.
She like I dream of Jeannie nod her head and you woke up?
No, she did like this. She just crossed her arms like, you're not gonna get that out of me. Like, who do you think you are? And it brings me to a dream I had when I was a child. And this actually, Kate, you're kind of ruining my life here because I always thought I was just dreaming. Like the fact that I might be going to a real place is absolutely terrifying to me.
Now
because,
you're embarrassed?
Well, I'm a people pleaser. If there now there's all these astral people who think I'm fucking crazy because okay, so when I was a kid, I had a lucid dream as a child. I remember it. And I was in like a giant dollhouse and I realized it was a dream. And I pissed on the floor and I threw coffee mugs and I just wreaked havoc on this giant dollhouse because it didn't matter because it was a dream. Then A giant teddy bear said, I need to have a talk with you. Come sit on the stairs. And I sat on the stairs and the teddy bear said, I know this is a joke to you, but we live here. And you need to respect us. And then I like didn't lucid dream again until my 20s. I was on like the do not fly list. And now I'm running around fighting people. Like, how do I get more money? And they're like, this bitch, like, why is she back?
You got shamed by a teddy bear.
I mean, so, my first question was like, why, even if you were in a random other place you didn't know, why was your impulse to piss on our floor? That was like probably his first question, I feel like. You know, like, I know you thought it was a dream.
Real. I didn't think it counted.
Oh, listen, I don't, if I told you my dreams, I wouldn't even share them because of the gross behavior that I've done.
I sexually assaulted people in my dream because I thought it was a dream. Like, I'll just go ahead and say that. You guys might want to cut that part out, but because I thought it was a dream, like, I've definitely walked up to people and grabbed them and jumped on them and been like, we're having sex now, you know? Things I would obviously never do in my waking life. But if the astral realm is real, I'm
fucking rapist. But listen, I'm most the wanted. Same thing. You know it's that. And I always thought of it as like, this is dream fodder from the gods or whatever. This is like, oh, it's like if they gave me, there's like a steak over there. Like, that's my steak. Like, this is a dream. I'm going to eat that steak. I'm not going to ask
right.
what it is.
Because it's not real.
Now, there might be, because there are different theories. I obviously believe in the astral realm, but sometimes a dream I think maybe could be lighter and more in your head. Dreams can have different qualities. When you're lucid dreaming, I think it's almost always the astral realm. It's like a stronger quality. I can usually tell when I wake up from the potency and how much it shook my system, whether I was actually there or if it was maybe more in my head, my subconscious trying to show me things. So it might not always be astral realm. The teddy bear one does sound like astral realm because it was lucid and so powerful. But I think that's the beautiful part, is like our subconscious lets go in that world.
He was like, listen, this is my fucking house.
Like, she was supposed to wake up hours ago and she's still going.
I think,
and they're like powerful. Surprised. I think it's kind of awesome because they're like surprised that a human can do what you're doing, and that's pretty.
I have no training. I was raised Christian. I'm still a little Christian. Like, I have no witchy stuff. I don't know anything. Like, I have a curious mind and experiment. You know, so I do wonder. I'm like, what could I do if I like read a witchy book or like I could probably do shit. But again, scared of my own power. Magician card is reversed for me.
Because she's resisting the powers. Because, and we already linked this, with me saying it's not evil, links to the superstitions that came along with the typical Christianity belief systems.
Yeah.
You know, she's a witch, burn her. There's a positive way to claim your gifts, but you do have to work through the fears. And clearly, you have very powerful gifts, just the way you're able to enter these dreams and have, whether it's spirits or other humans in the astral realm, be like, yo, what the fuck's going on? Like, she's too lucid for this. Like, she's asking us questions. How did she even get through all the gunmen coming at her? You know what
yeah.
I mean? So you're already very powerful. I'm impressed. That's why, like, I was immediately
experimenting. I'm like, how else can I, like, if I can transmute, now that I have this power, I've been trying to turn things into shields so that I can, whenever the scary part happens, I like can get through it.
That's badass.
But maybe I don't need to be around that because these people aren't friendly. Like, they try to kill me. And then the people I talk to after, they're like, no, you can't be here. And it's like, okay.
I think you're both very advanced because I have like no real people to ask questions to or interact with in my dreams. I have like basically like puppet people who just say what my mind thinks they would say probably.
Well, that's a dream.
Yeah. So like, I don't think I'm any place else.
Well, you have.
But when I get stuck over there
with
the evil, then it feels like I am somewhere else because I can't get back here when I want to.
Yeah. No, so it can get like scary.
Something is trying to hold me over there.
Right. Oh, that's spooky.
Because otherwise I'd be able to, you know, otherwise I'd be able to shake out of it. I would think.
Yeah, those ones feel real. When he has these dreams where he's like abandoned in a long building almost, like you keep going and there's no one around except like fear.
It'll be like this supersized, like the biggest, craziest mansion with corridors everywhere. And somehow there was like a party where I was at. But then, like, I went to use the bathroom and I started getting really lost. And then there's like no people around. And as I get further and further away from like living souls, then there's like this terror. There's this terror that, and I
Oh
never see what
no.
the thing is, but it is the most fear I've ever felt, even without seeing it. Like,
I
it's
know
just
what you're talking
always
about.
around
For
every
me, it's
corner, but I never see
yeah.
it.
For me, it's the third floor of a house I lived in when I was a teenager. And for whatever reason, when I lived there, I was always scared of the third floor and I didn't know why. And I didn't spend any time up there. I to this day, I'm like, maybe there was probably a ghost up there. I don't know. But I just never went up there. And in my dreams, there will be something super terrifying that I can't see and I don't know what it is, but I know to stay away from it. And it's like the third floor.
Like the energy I feel from it is like the girl from the ring. Like it's a pale woman with black hair. Like it's
It's
that kind of
me.
energy, but it's like, but it's so scary. And
It's your
yeah, I
wife.
never see it. It's always like it's always just about to be there, but like never is. And
Yeah.
I find that interesting because I don't understand why I would never.
I guess it represents fear because fear is something you can't really see. It's something that you feel. And that's why metaphorically, like I've really enjoyed facing my fears in my dreams lately. Mostly because I mean I'm cheating a little bit because I know I'm dreaming and I'm like, I can handle this. But
No,
that's
that's not
still
cheating though, because
brave.
yeah, because it gets into your head. And so once you're, you know, once whatever it is in wrapped into your brain or however it happens, I don't know, but
Yeah.
then it does have power. You know, so you are beating that illusion kind
Yes.
of. You know, so
Yeah.
I feel like a certain strength has to come with that to beat that illusion.
I'm so impressed by it. And I don't think I'm impressed very
You're not
easily.
impressed
I
by it
think
at
you.
all.
Stop. Yes, I
So
am. I let you in my vagina. That's how impressed I am.
that's true.
She's very impressed with me.
Yeah. No, I can't get over your abilities and I'm excited for you to work with them at your own pace because I can't believe that you're that brave to be able to do that and to be able to be that lucid. Like I want to be, I try to be, but when I get lucid, I normally wake up right away. As soon as I
Haven't
realize.
you Googled like tricks to stay in the lucid state?
No,
Spinning
I guess I
works.
should.
Spinning, you can try it in your waking life just to get used to it, but pretty much you just like stand on your right foot and then twist around with your left foot. So you're just like spinning in a circle. If you do that in your lucid dream, you'll stay in it.
That's crazy. Okay,
Yeah.
I
And
need to
that's
read.
not me being a genius. I read that somewhere and I've
You're a
tried it like,
genius.
and it works.
No, I mean, the fact that you guys will be in a lucid dream and realize that you're in a lucid dream so that you can start doing things in that dream, that's
That's hard.
levels beyond me because I'll
It's
have
hard.
dreams and so I'll remember the next day. And a lot of nights I won't remember any dreams, but some nights I will. But like, it's not like I would ever know while during. I don't know if I would know the difference between the two if I was in it,
Yeah,
while I'm in it.
that's why I was saying earlier, like the dream I had where I ran into Kate, it was like half lucid, half not. Like I knew I was experimenting with doing challenges, but I wasn't fully like, oh, I'm in a dream, you
Okay.
know? Like there is a dream me, if that makes sense. Where like she doesn't, she knows
She's
she's doing a
different.
dream. She's me. And she knows she's in a different state of reality, but she's not the fully realized version of when I do lucid dream sometimes. Because to me, lucid dreaming is like, oh shit, I'm in a dream, you know, and I know I'm me and here in Queens. But the half state, it's like a different version of me. It's like, oh yeah, these things, but I don't realize
Yeah.
I'm dreaming.
I know how
Anyways.
this may be extremely uninteresting. I'm sorry I'm risking this, but I
Please.
always have dreams where I'm like, we're about to go do something awesome. And then I'm like, wait, where are my keys? And I've already been through like these huts in this weird forest or wherever the fuck I'm at. And like, so I spend the rest of the dream until I wake up looking for my keys.
Yeah.
What happens to me all the fucking time? Or like my
no,
wife. I'm like, oh shit, where are my shoes? My shoes sometimes? That one's a bitch. I'm like, dude, why did I take my shoes off? Like, I'll be right there with you guys. And then maybe I wander
yeah.
off and I'm alone and then the fear grips me. Who knows? But I'm always looking for a fucking wallet or keys or something.
I can never find my luggage or I miss the plane. Like, it's classic anxiety dreams, I think.
I have some pretty intense dreams, obviously. I have a building.
Yeah.
I have this like mall healing center on the water that Ooh. I own over there, maybe with a group of people, but it's
I should go visit.
I want you to visit. He's been there. You've probably been there, but I would love for you to lucid visit because so many different things happen there. And I told him this. One of the times he cheated on me in my dream, I ate his face.
Oh, well, that's only fair.
You didn't chop my dick off in one of them?
I've done some cannibalistic weird stuff because they were recurring and I finally decided I'd had enough in the astral realm and went,
yeah.
You know, but I'm working on that too.
Well, I have a question. And it's
if you eat astral realm me, I'm okay with that. if he's being a bad guy.
Thank you.
Cause I'm this realm me and you
that's
know,
so sweet.
I behave.
Thank you.
That's a good husband right there. My God. Okay, so my question for all of us is mainly for me, but we can all learn from this, I think. if I make peace with the fact that some of my lucid dreams, and possibly all of them, are me traversing the astral realm, how should I change my behavior? Because up until literally like last night, I've just been thinking they're fun, silly dreams. But if I'm actually traveling this other place, like, I want to change my behavior, or should I just still be crazy because it's not here? But also, and I'm not trying to be funny, but like, I'm really self-conscious now if there's all these spirits that think I'm fucking crazy.
Yeah, because they're just like, yo, that bitch who always wilds out was here last night again.
This
like that's you that's you over there. You're all completely
pisses at the bear's house and groped my uncle, you know.
Yeah.
That's me.
I totally had sex with my uncle on the front lawn.
Yeah. It's not okay. I'm embarrassed. I want to do a I need a PR person for the astral realm.
I think most people are wiling out in the astral realm and not nearly as aware that some people don't even dream anymore, but they're still in the astral realm. They just can't bring the memories over when they wake up. So it's amazing to even be aware of wild antics. I became aware and just spoke my intention to the universe because it mattered to me. I was like, no, I don't want to be bloody and promiscuous there. Like I said, I felt like it was mirroring my poor boundaries, even with my friendships at the time. So I was like, if I can bring some more awareness and willpower into the astral realm, what will happen? And I think the energy goes from being crazy, which also is about this life here. Like if you're holding in all this energy and suppressing a lot, then in the astral realm, you can go apeshit in a way to get that out. Or you can be shown things that you're trying not to look at and not work on. So I wanted to bridge it a bit and attempt to slow down that promiscuity, which I've done. I'm not 100% perfect. I'm like 85% with that. But just the intention and trying to be more aware, and I will try the spinning and stuff too. But I think just your intent, like I would like to be more aware of my actions in there. But then you can take that energy, come visit the mall healing center on the water. Come
How do I get there?
That.
What's the address?
I don't even freaking know. Like, that's the thing. Like, I just end up there. You know, like I can take people now. I did take you last week. And some of our friends, but and I was being very self-conscious in the dream. Actually, I remember trying not to act like an idiot. And
did you bring me there because you can heal perverts? And I was a pervert in Asheville.
No, that's not why I didn't.
I was just wondering why you brought me to
you were my
the
husband.
Mall of Healing.
You're my husband
just for a couples retreat.
Oh, I didn't know that I'm your husband in the astral realm, because you
usually,
just said that I'm a pervert.
Usually.
Got you. Got you.
All right, we'll switch to another topic. We can always come back to this because we could do a full hour on this, it seems like.
Yeah, sorry.
But there, no, don't apologize. I love it. But there's a topic I just want to get to.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want your thoughts. Did you hear about the stuff going on in Aurora, Colorado, where the Venezuelan gangs like took over an apartment complex?
Oh, tell me. I have not heard about this.
It's so much better when people do know, because I'm not good at research.
Oh,
so
no.
I love when someone knows and then they fill in all the facts. I was too dumb.
They,
like,
they watch the real news or like CNN about it, where we watch the TikTok videos about it. So they like fill us in on the whole shit.
I'll say, I'll know.
Honestly,
I'll say what I know.
Working at Betches has me like, I just only know pop culture stuff. And even that stuff, I don't really. Secret, don't really like care about that much. And so a lot of times the other events kind of like fall under my radar because I'm over exposed to stuff. So, but tell me.
So word has it that, and it's interesting because there are different stories about it. So that's why I said word has it.
Okay.
That, you know, there is a bit of a illegal immigration crisis going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, yeah, these Venezuelan immigrants took over this apartment complex that was already, I guess, I'll say, it wasn't the best neighborhood already, but they
okay.
were like forcing tenants out, and some of them like were making them pay them for rent, and it wasn't going to the landlord, but they have like machine guns, like, and...
This is what Republicans think all immigrants are, by the way.
And it was called, they had like a name, like their gang is an international gang, whatever gang.
I forget the name of the gang.
I forget the name.
But
La
basically,
Puerta. La Puerta.
The door?
Maybe.
I think you made that up.
Listen, that sounds so similar to whatever the fuck the gang name is. I don't know that their gang is
named. It was a certain gang name.
It's probably not named that.
But basically, so Democrats are saying it's not as bad as people are making it, but it seems like it's pretty bad because
yeah.
there are lots of videos showing even like the nearby Target is like getting taken over. So
wow.
Another rumor.
Yeah, the nearby Target, there's like all this, like the parking lot is
trashed
with the stuff inside of Target, I guess. And
the apocalypse just hit Aurora first, I guess? Like...
People are saying it's also in parts of Texas and other areas. But this is what I think's fascinating, is that another rumor is that the Hell's Angels gang, because no one's doing anything about it, are
uh-huh.
like gathering to go do something about it themselves. And I was kind of into it. I was like, should we join like
no.
a biker gang? And he was like doing the funniest impression of me on the bike. Not to put pressure on you, but you should
good
do the
move, Caleb. You got him good. Oh, you'd be great. You'd be a great cheerleader out there.
I was like, I couldn't do anything. I mean,
maybe they're taking new recruits. You could always check the website. Apply.
I've always wanted to
like,
learn.
Can she
how to
be
ride.
Here too? She doesn't have any practical skills, but you know, they're like, no, she can cook for us. And I'm like, no, I said no practical skills.
Like, I had a dream about you and peace lies. In your home country and not in this apartment building.
No, and then she said she's a comedian. She has skills. She could make
yeah.
everybody laugh after their gang wars.
Yeah, make everybody laugh. They'll forget where their guns are and just scoop up the guns. Done. I think this is a great plan.
Yeah, through laughter.
No, I think she wants to let them have the gang war first to clean up the streets. And then she wants to make them laugh afterwards when they're...
I just don't like the idea. I'm not Republican or Democrat. I'm in the middle. I am
uh-huh.
with Democrats on abortion stuff and a lot of things like health.
Yeah.
But then I was pretty appalled what was going on with Texas and the border stuff. Because like one of my friends, it took her fiance, now husband, 3 years to legally come here, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it's like,
yeah.
I am scared at the thought of just like, we're opening borders and now, wait, so some people have to legally come in, but then others don't have to. I
sure.
I would like more order in that way.
Yeah.
So the thought of like Because I don't like the thought of someone coming into my house with a gun and being like, hey, bitch, we're here now. You know, like that does scare me.
No, so that's terrifying. I do feel like it's the minority of illegal immigrants in this country. Like the majority, like they just want to fucking eat, you know? And so I guess my slightly politically colored take here is that A, it sounds terrifying, but B, I think we should be careful with thinking that like all illegal aliens are doing this shit, because they're not. Like this is like an extreme gang that's doing this, you know, I'm not a mathematician on, you know, immigration, but I'm sure it's like 0.02% are like gang warriors or something, you know.
So you're joining the biker gang is what you're saying. You're not coming along with me with the Hell's Angels.
Hopefully we can contain this with our own people. I'd be worried for the state of the country if we needed to send comedians and spiritual healers out to stop overtaking apartment buildings.
Maybe in the astral realm I can make a visit to the apartment complex.
Honestly, it does sound like a lot of dreams I have where I'm like working my way through a building and there's men with guns. Like it actually kind of sounds like the dream I had where I found you in the cave, because I was going through a building and there were men with guns and I kept like defeating them. And then I finally made it to a room that was like an open jail cell, and it was all men dressed like soldiers. And they were like, oh, you're coming? We didn't know you were coming. And I was like, yeah, I'm here.
That's
so
awesome.
When you were defeating them, were you like chopping the guns out of their hands and then it's like they're done and they give
that's
up?
A,
or like
no, that's a really good question.
How was the defeat? Like, or you chop their neck and they fall down and the gun would topple to the ground?
I think I manifested my own gun and just like
oh, you blowing people away?
Yeah.
That's
you were
awesome.
So joyful. You were so joyful to answer that.
Just
right?
Defense, okay? Exactly.
Of course. Of course.
But like it depends, like, because there's defense, but then there's like if you machine gun them and like more than like 10 bullets went into them.
No, I had a shotgun. I didn't have a machine gun. I had a 2-barrel. That's what I have. It's coming back to me now.
On them motherfuckers. You're just blowing them to pieces with one shot.
That's like Walking Dead. That's
fucking
really cool.
Dope. That's the one. No, that's the gun you want in all those video games, because you just pop them in one shot. They're just blown apart.
I think it's because of watching The Last of Us pretty recently that those are the guns in my dreams. Are those like 2-cylinder long not revolvers? What are they? I don't even know what they're called. I don't know.
It's called a shotgun.
Yeah. So.
And when you play video games, like you know the real names of them, though.
And I don't, so I don't. And that's why in dreams, like, it's probably funny. Like, I really want to find a mirror and see what I look like, because I'm sure when I'm fighting, I'm using some kind of weapon that looks totally distorted and, like, nothing that's actually a real weapon. Because I don't know anything about weapons.
This is very impressive, because I have died in dreams before, and it was with, like, gangs of dudes with guns. A decent amount of the time. It doesn't happen very often, but I
think. Yeah, and it hurts to die in a dream.
It does hurt. Yeah, I died once in a dream, and then my spirit, I died, but then my spirit floated above the killer, and it was very, like, Cheshire Cat, like,
oh, cool.
Multidimensional, like, the killer realized you couldn't kill me, and that he just ignited a demon angel beyond comprehension, and this person deserved it. So
jokes on them for trying to kill you, I guess.
Exactly. So I definitely am claiming my power more and more in that realm, but I really hope you come find me more.
I'm coming to the mall.
Please. Yes. I really want to manifest it here.
And what I want to do now that I know I might be going places is I would love to make a friend. You know, my next dream question is going to be, what's your name?
Okay. Yeah, I hope we can start lucid dreaming and actually hanging out in the astral realm. But I have to figure out how to lucid dream as clearly as you do. Maybe you could come find us.
Like, maybe you ask if you can become a member of their town, because they always treat you like you shouldn't be there.
Oh, how do I sign up for residency or?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be one of you. You know, I don't want to be a stranger that you're like, you're not supposed to be here. Like, how do I get?
But what if I get stuck over there and wake up dead? You know, like, I don't want to accidentally, because there's unexplained deaths where you're like, we don't know what happened. And it's like, maybe somebody was like fucked around and found out in the astral realm too hard, you know?
Well, but would that be awesome? Or would that be, you know what I mean? Like, you only have to live there.
I don't want
to
die.
And there you break all the rules. Here you have to follow all these rules. Like, no, that just means, you know, you're not dead. If you're still there, is that dead?
Now we're going into what is death?
My is mom death? Would probably miss me. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, none of us should die in the none of us should die here, because we're wanting to stay fully in the astral realm. Because
agreed.
I don't believe the astral realm.
This is the adventure.
Heaven. Right. Exactly.
I believe this is the adventure. And I do think sometimes we can like cut through the veil a little bit, but I honestly wonder if we're even supposed to, because we chose this. We chose this with no memories of like what we were. So it's like, how much curiosity should we be engaging in?
A lot.
You just said that, and I never heard anybody say that before, but that's what I always think. Whenever I think like, this is so much of a bitch, why would someone do this to me? I'm always like, wait, I think I accepted this. And then they took my fucking memory. You know, you get born as a baby, you have no memory of anything before. And then you accepted whatever this challenge is or whatever this thing is. But like, you said that like it was in a book. I didn't know other people thought that.
I definitely think we chose to be here. I also think it's like a privilege to be here. I think there's like, I do think the spirit world is real. And I think Earth is probably one of the most challenging but rewarding places to get to like play around in a flesh suit. So I try to be grateful, but yeah, it just, I don't know. Again, I didn't read it in a book. It's just like something I know.
I think obviously that we are meant to bridge these worlds. I think there will be more life force, more ease instead of all the suffering. I think a lot of the suffering is being so disconnected to not only the other side and beyond the veil, but it's like places within ourselves that we've also disconnected from. So
ooh, that was deep.
I think it's part of the journey, though. It's part of the being here, you know, in this dark place, in a sense, and to try to bring the light and reflect the light from above, from the other side, you know, and remember that connection, but through a process, you know, you have to respect that process or you'll have spiritual scarring. And I still am trying to bridge that for myself in the astral realm, in waking life to the other side. Because also, like, I talk to spirits and beings, but, like, I don't want all of the spirits and beings just visiting me all the time and freaking me out. You know, I think, you know, it's a process built with boundaries. And what can your brain take? What can your spiritual being take as you wake up what you truly are? But it's a fun it's a fun and painful process.
I kind of think it's possible that we chose to come here because this is a training. This is like the hardest training ground where you get like your God levels. Like, the only way, if you're out in the spiritual realm, you're like where you're at. You're a 5-star angel or a 3-star demon or a 4-star God, or, you know, like there's levels out there, right? But the way to like go get higher levels is to come to like a very, can be very painful place. Because the flesh suit's all about like, you know, you get pleasure from it, but it can also be a prison, you know, where you get pain, right? Where you get tortured. And so, yeah, I kind of think it could be that. Like we chose to come, we accepted it kind of knowing how hard it would be. We wiped our memory so it would actually be easier. So we wouldn't know what this was. So we could kind of be aloof from it.
Oh, yeah. Learn
some stuff, right? I think it could be that. But that's just one crazy man's opinion.
No, I think, I think to the average person, it might sound crazy, but to me, it sounds like, sounds like it makes sense. Sounds very logical, actually.
Now, some kids are born with memories of either their past life or even the other side. So, and people say they're called crystal children. And now I think there's even a different name for the kids being born now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what's going on is we're evolving. Our consciousness is changing. And reality, you know, I believe in interdimensional beings, and I think they're making their presence more and more known. We've been going on Bigfoot excursions, and both times, I believe, we had experiences. We heard noises back from them, and then two of the people we went with think that they probably saw one.
Wow. But
one of them is doubtful and skeptical, so she's like, I'm not sure exactly, you know, but
yeah.
I do think these spiritual beings are ready to make their presence known, but it's all kind of out of fear and safety that they're not. Like, we all have to be at a place to accept a new version of our reality. That's always mm-hmm. been reality.
And I'm not really like a Bigfoot believer per se. Like,
oh my God, it's...
Like, it might be real, it might be
it's
not.
It's curiosity, it's awesome.
Yeah, but the thing is, I do like the expeditions because you can feel something swirling, some kind of magic swirling. You know what I mean? Whether we know what that is or not. That's the thing I get from it. And then people do see things and hear things and they really believe it. And then me seeing them really believing that they just saw something makes me believe more. You know, mm-hmm. maybe I'm not, just because I don't see something, maybe I'm not ready to see something.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe I can see it mirrored off of something else.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, because Kate, your friend who's like, I don't know if I saw it or not, she probably did, but like her brain can't really process it because it's like, well, that's ridiculous, you know? So we have the cognitive dissonance, I think, sometimes with these things.
Absolutely.
Do you have time for me to tell you about the time that I time traveled?
Yes.
Yeah, we got time. We'll make time for that.
We have time, and we would have made time if we didn't.
Okay, great. And again, I actually don't know what happened here. It could have been a psychic moment. It could have been time travel. It could be a scientific explanation of, in my future, I'll do EDMR. What's it called? The therapy where they do the flashing lights and you go back and remember traumatic experiences.
I've heard of it, but I've never done it.
Electrodiamagnetic radiation.
Yeah. Nope,
Just made it up.
That sounds right, because it's EDMR.
Yeah, and so I tried to go rack my brain at what the most scientific sounding EDMR was, and that's what I came up with.
But it sounds right to me.
Yeah, it might be.
It sounds right to me. But when I was 7 years old, I remember sort of like waking up as a child and being in the hallway of where I grew up with my mom, my dad, and my grandparents. And I looked around and I remember this thought vividly that, oh, today is the day my dad leaves. And I immediately started panicking and like chasing him around the house and being like, you can't go. And he was like, I'm literally just like going to New York for the weekend. Like, it's fine. And I was screaming and I was like, no, you're never coming back. And he was like, that's ridiculous. And anyways, he left. I watched his car drive away, standing next to my mom. And I looked at my mom and I said, he's never coming back. And it like freaked her out. And then he never came back. Like, I found him on MySpace when I was 18. But the fact that in my head as a 7-year-old.
So this happened in real life before?
Yeah, this isn't a dream.
But then you also went back into a dream?
No, not through a dream.
Uh-oh.
No, my theory is maybe I time traveled and didn't know it. And I think maybe time travel is your subconscious. Like, it's not actually your body like walking around in the 1700s. Like, I think my subconscious from a point in time, which I don't know if it's happened yet or not, went in to my 7-year-old brain to that day, which is why I think it might be EDMR therapy, because that's a therapy where you kind of get hypnotized to go back into a memory and you like solve that trauma. And for me, there actually is a gap. I don't remember screaming and crying when my dad left. I remember coming to and going, whoa, this is the day my dad leaves. And I remembering that as a child. And then I sort of came out of it after he drove away, you know? So it could be very scientific, actually, or spooky, you know?
There's an X-Men movie. Remember in X-Men when they send Wolverine back? And he really is time traveling, but it's through his consciousness. But he's
he goes into his own body like that.
But right. It's still time travel.
I think that's what time travel is, if it's real. It's a traveling of your consciousness.
Probably.
No, see, that's who knows dope. If the other I never real. Heard it said that way, because I had very few, but a few experiences where I said some things that I couldn't have known, and it did happen that way. I just felt it, right? And then so, but I never thought of it as like some kind of me who does know the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and was telling me at that point, or I was like,
some quantum physics too. It's like quantum physics says like everything's already happened, everything's happening at the same time. So it's like there is a version of you that knows what's gonna happen. And sometimes I bet those wires do get crossed and you just know things, you know?
Absolutely. And in the healing school I went through, they always talked about revisiting the scene of the crime as a healing thing. So, you know, the 3-year-old me, the 7-year-old me, et cetera, that experienced trauma, they talk about you can revisit it because your body's still holding the trauma from that.
That's what form of therapy is. You go back and visit it like hypnotically. I can't believe you haven't heard of this. It's pretty wild.
I've heard of it, but I guess I never inquired to exactly what it was and the meaning, because I was learning like a couple other modalities and I get overwhelmed easily. So sometimes I can't know every healing modality ever, because I would tell people, oh, I'm learning this type. And then people would be like, do you know this type? Do you know this type? And I'd be like, I can't learn all of them.
Too much information.
But I do think in all of these techniques, it's a type of time travel. You're visiting the you that went through that experience and it did something to you, whether you still have yet to process that trauma to get to the next level of your development, or you're just trying to understand it. But it's all about healing. And I think it's cool that if you're 7 and you go through something and you can't process it then, because it would maybe kill you, it would maybe like completely fuck you up, that you can put it on hold in a sense until you're at the age where you can cope and understand it, and like you have the support system hopefully to then deal with it. So that to me is also like time travel.
Yeah.
Because you can say, okay, now I'm going to go back to that place and understand how this made me, the good and the bad.
Mm-hmm. And I bet you it'll be soon. My dad's been missing again since January. So I'm going to like give it a year until maybe I try to look for him or something, but he also might be off doing like blood rat things with his friends and I don't want to get in the way. You know, he might be doing crime stuff and I'm just going to let him do his thing. You know, I don't want to blow his cover. But at the same time, it's like, it does kind of give me a new opportunity to heal like my inner child from someone whose father left her, you know, because now he left again, but now I'm 35 and I have a therapist and I can deal with these emotions. As to when I was 7, it was just like, it was my family just showered me with love. Like that wasn't the time for me to process hurt from a parent abandoning you, you know?
I mean, that's crazy to me that happened. Because when you went to tell the story, it was under the context of I'm listening to a time traveling story. But just the event itself is pretty crazy. Yeah. So I wasn't, but now it's in my head as that event happened, you know, mm-hmm. And you didn't say that. You said it to them before that even happened. What does your mom say about that?
She said it totally freaked her out, because she said that, you know, they kept it from me that they were having fights and stuff. Like, I had no idea they were having fights. So she just thought I was a really intuitive kid, because he really was just going on a business trip. But when I said he's not coming back, she was like, oh, is he not coming back? So she just thought I was an intuitive child.
But she thought she thought that it was coming though before that happened. I don't mean to cry if this is not a happy
moment. No, it's all good. Okay. No, it was a regular day. The day before, I mean, it's really poetic. I used to have a musical about it. Like, the day before, I wrote a play for my 7th birthday where I was the princess, and my mom and my dad were the king and queen. My grandpa was the Joker. It was me creating a fairy tale world. And the next day, the king left. You know, it's and nobody knew that was going to happen. He didn't say I'm leaving. He just said I'm going to New York, and he left with like one bag. Like, it wasn't like I'm moving out, I'm leaving. It was like he left and we were all like, where'd he go?
That's extra crazy. I think I'm processing it with him, actually, that actually happened. So yeah,
yeah.
You did time travel.
or
totally psychic. It just goes to how powerful your gifts are. And I think it's cool that you're now working with all of this stuff, your psychic abilities, your astral realm travel, because I have no doubts that you're a very powerful sorceress. So I'm curious to see what else comes out. And I would love to hang out with you in the astral realm. I'm going to have to read how to stay more lucid.
What color robe should I wear? You have a purple robe. What should I wear?
Well, what color?
I should draw it. I should sketch it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you sketch it out, maybe you could just have it when you go there.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Because in my waking life, I came up with the arm shields ideas, where I was like, how do I fight through these scenes, these dreams where I'm getting shot at? And it's like, oh, I'll just make shields in my arms.
Dogs try to get me sometimes in my dreams.
Oh, so scary.
I can float up away from them. I can't fly, but I can float. I just swim.
Ooh, I can try that.
Yeah, I swim backwards and up away from them as they're like trying to get me.
That's
it's
good.
Not fun. Like, I'm horrified at the time.
Yeah.
But still, I can just get like just away from them enough.
Sometimes
That's
I can fly. Sometimes I can fly really well. And sometimes I'm trying to fly and I'm like halfway up and I can't do it. So I'm definitely working. And that sounds like Wonder Woman capabilities, right? Because Wonder Woman's always doing the arm shields and they're like completely crazy and badass.
Yeah, she blocks
kind of
bitches.
I picture them as like, do you guys watch Star Trek?
Do we or have we? Have we have, yes.
I've only a little. I've only
so
a
their
little.
Ships
like the
have
new
like
Star Trek movies.
Well, they have shields. They go shields up, and then like this dome comes around the ship and it protects them from fire. So to me, in my dream, I'm doing like shields like that, where it like covers all of me. Because if I can create whatever I want in my dreams, like why wouldn't I create the most protective shield? So
did you watch Dune?
No, I should though. I hear it's good.
It's killer.
It's very
but
good.
They all have those. It's
oh, really?
Yeah. And it's just coating over their body, but there's a way to get through it. The slow blade, you know, because that's kind of impossible. When you're in a fight, you're swinging the blades all quickly and whatever. A slow blade can pierce
this. Oh,
her shields sound more powerful than that kind.
Oh, yeah. And it possibly, probably is.
Yeah, slow blade's not going to cut through.
Nice.
What I got.
I've definitely done this in real life, the crossover shield in real life and in dreams.
Yeah.
In real life, people don't know what to make of it. I'm also a hisser. In real life.
If oh, I love to hiss. Yeah.
Yeah. It's guttural and connected to the Lyrans, the enlightened alien cat race. So
ooh, do
I
you
embrace
have a cat?
No, he doesn't like
she's not
cats.
Allowed.
Aw.
I know.
There's one that comes up on our porch. And
they're
the
sweetest things.
And she's
they've
like,
been
oh my God,
people.
He's outside. And she goes to go. And I'm like, don't open the door. Don't open the door. Because if she sees it and like pets it, it'll be in our house. Like,
yeah.
Automatically. She won't worry about diseases. She won't worry about him.
Especially because it's an orange. Jizzing
stuff.
On our stairs.
Baby, it happens.
It's an orange cat. And I love orange cats. So
orange
it's
cats
even more
are the stupidest, sweetest cats.
I have dreams also where a cat, like a cat will come and like be nice to me and like be crawling on me and stuff like that. And I'm like,
yeah.
hey cat. And then it starts to get scared. And then its claws like latch on because it's like, it doesn't want to lose its balance or whatever. And then I'm trying to shake it off my arm and its nails are still in. So like, yeah, I have a thing. I have a thing.
He's a bit scared of cats and stuff.
Well, cats that are not in the astral realm are really sweet, so.
Yeah, I hope so.
He's had a negative experience with an orange cat.
Peach is the cat.
An orange cat bit me when I was a kid, and I still have the
scar. Wow.
I don't know if this is going to show up. Oh, there it went. There's like a little line.
That was probably Peach's.
Okay.
After my mom got rid of him. Peaches used to climb up on my bunk bed in the middle of the night and fart and rub against me and fart. And it was the worst smelling thing ever. And when I would try to pick her up to get her, she'd dig her claws in. And then, yeah, finally we got rid of Peaches. But Peaches was my worst nightmare.
CJ, you are cat racist. Not all cats are gonna be like Peaches or the dream cat.
Peaches
But
is my
I don't wanna
only.
break up a happy marriage pushing a cat on you guys, but cats are the best.
Yeah, maybe
I
one day.
like cats that are not ours.
My son, when he comes to stay with us, often brings his cat with him. So he's fine when the cat's here for the most part. But she doesn't really rub on you and stuff too
She
much.
doesn't F
She
with
kind of
you.
minds her biz in general. I wish she would come up to me more, but she's also a little, she's kind of bipolar.
She's a wild cat. He found her outside, didn't he?
He found her outside and she's always been very feisty, which I'm
She's
fine with,
gotta
but
protect herself.
yeah.
But those ones are much more cautious. Like if they lived
Yeah.
out there in the wild for a while.
Yeah. And rightfully so. But well, Lauren, we're gonna wrap this up. You have been such an amazing guest.
Just a joy.
You got CG talking all about the astral realm and spiritual stuff, which he does like to talk about, but not usually really on
Not
podcasts. But
on
you kept it
podcasts.
deep.
This was so fun. Yeah.
You're awesome. Where can people find you?
Well, I'm on Instagram at Lauren Hope Crass. Cass, let me say that again. Lauren Hope Crass. Crass starts with a K as in King. The podcast I host with Emily Lubin at Betches Media, it's called Good Bodies. Listen to Good Bodies. Listen, guys, just press play and leave it running because that is how we get paid. So, like, even if you don't want to listen and you liked me, just like press play, download.
Yes, and I
That's
have
it.
to say, you guys do such a great job because they're both so funny, but they're talking about real shit. And I believe in the mind, body, spirit connection. You know, you have to take care of your spiritual and emotional body, you know, and I love
Oh,
that you
totally.
guys really embrace that concept too. And
Absolutely.
you don't like toxic diet culture, right?
Correct. We are an anti-diet podcast. And we've had, I think in the past, one time our producer was like, sometimes people say it's one-sided. And I go, because it is. Like we have opinions. Like it's if you don't like it, that's okay. But if you want a place to talk about how diets suck, like come over and hang out with us.
How do you feel about the diet I'm on to help my Lyme disease? Is that okay?
Yeah. First of all, I know you're just
Almost
being
got her into a
silly.
lot of trouble because if she said no, that she might have got
She's like,
canceled.
fuck your Lyme
She
disease
was
and your
like,
inflammation.
no, honestly, I know you're just being silly, but we always are very careful to say that, like, we're never actually giving advice. Like, we're both personally anti-diet, but like, we obviously believe in bodily autonomy. Like, I have friends who are doing Ozempic. I don't care. Like, they can do, that's their body, you know? Emily and I are obviously going to talk about the reasons why we do and don't do things for ourselves. She's recovered from an eating disorder. I'm someone who's always lived in a bigger body and around that stigma. So we have like very specific opinions around all of that. But I think one of the things that people can confuse is they're like, oh, well, I can't lose weight. And it's like, yeah, you can. Like, that's just not what we're doing, you know?
And also,
So.
because we were eating whatever the hell we wanted. I won't share exactly all the issues that
And we're just
happened.
too old to do that. Like your body can't just do it anymore like it could when it was a kid. It's like starts having problems.
Bodies
Yeah, we started
change.
having
It's
problems.
annoying.
So now I can only eat whole grains and I can't do sugar. It fucks me up. And it's so funny because it wasn't fucking me up that much until boom, like right before the eclipse. And then,
It's
yeah.
also just aging. Like there's certain things. It's my this is not relatable, but like I can process cheese better now. Like
That is dope. Because cheese might be the best food in the world. It's at
it
least the best
is.
accessory food in the world to make another food better. It's
Yeah.
the best food of that
Yeah,
genre.
like not to be disgusting, but like I don't have diarrhea anymore and I eat plenty of cheese and ice cream. And just something in my body clicked and was like, okay, you can have this now. And it's like, wasn't that nice? Because other things definitely are deteriorating, like tendons shorten as you get older. And I'm starting to get lots of Charlie horses and stuff. And I have like a little sunspot, but like, whatever. Like, bodies change. It's okay.
No, but also I think you said something important because you can level up too as you get older. So I've been getting better at certain things. They're not very easy to put into words, but like I feel like I'm getting stronger in a lot of ways though. So I think you can level up too.
You absolutely as can.
And just in terms of freedom too, right? Like fighting the belief systems of our society, I think there's an opportunity.
Mentally, you can level up a lot. That's a great call out, Kate.
Because I know in my life, I continue to fight for the right to have my own beliefs because there's so many people who want you to conform into what they think or you discuss them or, you know, they have so many opinions on your life. And it's like, wait, no, I have a right to have my truth and follow my intuition and what feels right for me. And I think as you get older, there's a lot of space to claim who you are.
Yeah, it's exciting. Aging is great. We have a aging in your 30s episode coming out in the next month or so. We haven't really finished the outline yet for that, but that I think now based on this conversation is going to be a part of it because you really do level up in a lot of ways as well. So.
Yeah. And that's an important part of it because I know with my foot being injured and not healing as much, I'm definitely like, oh gosh, I'm aging. But there's a lot of good coming with it of just listening to your limitations and really understanding that as a human, you're very vulnerable and there's beauty in that. And
yeah. And like she had a problem that doctors would not say would ever get better if like you're, you know, cheese ain't agreeing with you. That's like what doctor would say you can reverse that? It can't be done. But she somehow, the way she was living or whatever else, it changed. And now she can enjoy herself. That's fucking awesome.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. I'm like, who is
sorry,
this person?
Sorry.
No, it's all good. We have
and Zoom stuff's not easy sometimes.
Well, I get what you were doing.
You can't really do eye contact so that people know who you're addressing. You know, it's sometimes not an exact science.
But you're impressive to me, Lauren. Truly.
Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, you're very impressive to me. You opened my eyes to the actual realm, which I didn't think existed before I met you. So.
And you're like an expert in my eyes. I won't say expert. You're the level, I guess.
I have abilities. I'm not an expert.
But you're doing shit that I can't do yet. I can do, I think, some other shit subconsciously in the astral realm, you know, but you're doing stuff where you're lucid and like demanding answers. You're like fighting off gunmen and then being like, tell me, how do I get
more money?
Because I was
like, how did you get in here? And you're like, that's not what I was, answer me.
So upsetting. Oh my God. I'll keep you guys updated on my journeys, I promise.
Yes. Thank you. And thank you, everybody, so much for listening. Bye.